Track 13, and now we come to sport. This is the time of the year when cricket overlaps with football, so we'll start with cricket. Bobby Tracy slipped back into the bottom two in the Tolchards DCL Premier Division following a 49-run defeat in a high-scoring encounter with Exeter. Three wins on the trot in the league had hoisted Bovey out of the relegation places and dumped Paynton down there instead. Paynton's crushing 9-wicket win over doomed Plympton meant they scrambled past Bovey, at least for now. Both teams have 3 games left to play and face each other on the final day of the season. That could be no place for the faint-hearted. Exeter piled up 297 for 9 against Bovey Tracy, then held the home side to 248 for 8 to clinch a 49-run win. Chudley won for the first time this season in the B division when they saw off Ipplepen by 30 runs at Kate Brook. Chudley players have been resigned to relegation since halfway through resigned to the relegation since halfway stage of the season, and that fate will be confirmed after this Saturday's round of fixtures. Ipplepen's second 11 dropped back from second to fourth in D Division West following a 23-run defeat by Hatherley's second 11. As defeats go, it was not terminal to Penn's promotion chances, as only 6 points separate the 4 clubs behind Plimstock in the race for second place. Meanwhile, bottom side Abbots Kurzweil's second 11 pulled off the shock of the day in the D Division West when they overturned leaders Plimstock by 73 runs. Abbots put 189 for 7 on the board and then bowled out Plimstock for 116 with more than 18 overs to go. Abbots Kurzweil showed if they are going down from A Division, it won't be quietly, by handing out a 62-run beating to Thorverton. Abbots, 32 points adrift at the bottom, are as good as relegated already. The issue with Tavistock, 156 points, and Plimstock, 161, Kilmington, 164, and Thorverton, 170, will be going with them. James Tyler scored 78 not out for Abbots Kurzweil in their 50-over total of 212 for 9. And now we move on to football. Bovey Tracy Football Club got the new season underway with a difficult 4-0 defeat away at Newton Abbott Spurs. The local-ish fixture was decided by braces from Toby Pullman and Callum Noyce, with Bovey also having defender Mike Humphreys sent off for over-exuberant complaints towards the referee in the face of an admittedly baffling decision. Newton Abbott Spurs enjoyed a couple of good pre-season friendlies, says manager Mark Revel. The momentum built up has clearly carried into the new campaign, as following the start of 2 wins from 2. Spurs thrived in front of their own fans on opening night, beating Bovey Tracy 4-0 after a first half frenzy. Toby Pullman scored twice against Bovey and then added a third to his tally for the season in the latest outing, a 2-1 win over Alberton Villa. And lastly, we come to athletics. Paul Hindle of Newton Abbott Athletics Club took on the challenge of an iskacathlon, which is competing in 2 decathlons, 10 events per day, in 2 days. He travelled out to the USA, to Geneva, Ohio, and from the small number of competitors, he finished 4th overall and the first veteran 40. The events over 2 days include all the throws, shot, discus, hammer and javelin, plus the jumps, long, triple, high and pole vault. Although very tired after completing 20 events, he enjoyed the challenge and the camaraderie. And that's your sport for this week.